Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And will there be any tears in the crowd?
We made you what you're worth.
As Aaron Rodgers is doing his farewell tour. Will he do a farewell? Is this like a Kobe farewell tour for him?
I hope
will
not.
What gift will we give Aaron Rodgers?
Mushrooms.
As he comes. I don't know you sometimes. It's like, who is this guy?
Oh, and I heard he likes portobello.
Yeah, Jeff.
No?
I thought you were talking about certain other mushrooms.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Perfect.
No, sorry.
Perfect. Go to Swenson's and get them some golden fried mushrooms. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, Jeff Phelps.
Well, we pick our jaws up off the floor.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers went on to the Pat McAfee show at this to say.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 years, you know, like it's been a long run. And I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
With a lot of love,
1 year,
fun, and peace for the career that I've had. Love, fun, and peace. That's what the shirt has to say, right?
Mushrooms will take care of that.
Love, fun, peace.
Shrooms.
You've got to be kidding me. And do you think NFL franchises are going to roll out the, hey, thanks for all you've done for the NFL reel before the game, before they... Like, this isn't the NBA, right?
No, the owners have already colluded about that, Andy. That won't be happening.
Oh, they've already decided.
It's just going to be the same video passed around.
Oh, now that would be funny. That I would appreciate if everybody ran the same video.
That's it.
It'll be Olivia Munn flipping them off.
One video.
Oh, did he have any other wonderful things to say?
I followed it up by, added this in.
For this year, I'm going to give the Steelers everything that I got while I'm in it. And this, for this year, I'm going to give the Steelers everything that I got and empty the tank and be super comfortable and satisfied with whatever happens.
Audio courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show.
Isn't it weird how a guy, we've talked about this and gone over some of them, how these quarterbacks sometimes end up on one team at the end of their career?
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to remember that Aaron Rodgers played for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Other than folks in Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
Makes the playoffs and makes a decent run out of it.
And he could. You know, he really could. I don't know if he has the team around him to pull it off.
I see Joe
Montana. Got the defense to do it.
Joe Montana playing in Kansas City when you say that. That's all I can think about.
I think they could run the ball real well. He's got DK Metcalf. He might have fun with DK.
Can't overthrow him.
New version of Devontae Adams without the hands.
That'll be his last regular season road game will be here. If he's still playing, if he's not hurt, right? I mean, that's you got to assume that he's going to be healthy.
He's in his 40s. It's on the table that he could not be playing.
Well, that's a shame, but it's true.
Oh, you made me feel bad for saying that. You looked at me when I said it, and I was
it's true.
I mean, that's a long way. That's week, 16 in the NFL.
He's going to have to get the ball out hurl it in a hurry.
How will Brown – they give him a guitar, right? Isn't that what they'd have to give him?
Why, do you think teams would, will give him a gift? Why would the Browns give him anything? Why would – if he
because
were –
because that's what stupid franchises do across the league in all sports.
If he had spent his entire career with, say, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And never, you know, never went to the Jets, never now going to the Steelers – okay, I could see that. You're honoring one of the greats. But you're hanging on for another year. I don't know.
He's really doing the victory tour. I mean,
there's really not a ton of Browns-Rogers history either.
No, I know.
You know,
it's
not like it's some kind of mythical matchup that's taking place. You know, it's not Rogers versus the Bears. It's not Rogers versus the Vikings. Rogers versus the 49ers. Rogers versus the Seahawks. Like, there are other ones that are more prevalent than anything that took place at the Browns. I don't know. I don't think
we're 0-3.
Football doesn't do that very often, right? Like, I don't remember the last time somebody did the goodbye tour where they were getting gifts. Like, that's typically like a baseball basketball thing. And even basketball, the last one that did it was Kobe, right? I can't think of anybody else in between who retired that everybody was handing gifts
for. I can't either.
Oh,
I remember doing it for Kobe.
Somebody else has. I think there's been somebody else that went on a tour.
I don't think they did it for Melo. I don't think they did it for Wade.
LeBron's will be interesting if LeBron actually announces that he's going to retire and doesn't just do it in the offseason. I'm sure LeBron wants the accolades of going through every arena one more time and having them say thank you to him. Don't you think? Would you go? Would
There's
you?
It's a bit of an assumption if that's what he's thinking, but yeah.
I would think so. I would think most teams would do something for LeBron when LeBron comes through again.
I would.
Aaron Rodgers is 3-0 against the Browns lifetime. I mean, he's never lost to the Browns. So if you take that great part of his career and realize that, you know, the Browns have never been able to beat
Aaron
Rodgers.
He hasn't had much of a career. So.
That's true. Super Bowls, what? Who cares about that?
Do you see this as any kind of win-win for the Gipper type of situation?
No, because he doesn't have the ties to Pittsburgh.
I don't feel it. Like, he may have said what he said in the beginning there. I have a lot of trouble swallowing
this
sincerity.
This is straight business. I mean, right now it's Mason Rudolph or Will Howard. Will Howard should just be sitting there and soaking it all up and maybe have a chance to be the starter in 2026. But right now, this is a marriage of convenience. Mike Tomlin needed a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers needed a place to play where he would feel comfortable with a head coach in the offense. And apparently they found each other.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Love, fun, peace. It's got to be the T-shirt for the Steelers for the season, right?
Black love. T-shirt with black writing that only shows up when the sun hits it?
And the words only say love, that's fun, it. And peace on it. I don't know.
Get that did color he have change any other, stuff?
Did he parentheses, have any other, shrooms? No?
You could put a mushroom in one of the O's.
There it is.
Oh, you guys are good. You should be in the T-shirt business.
You know, you see enough of them, you can just borrow ideas from other people and repurpose other things.
There it is.
Is he just kind of, like, is Mike Tomlin not going to be coaching? Is he just, here you go, Aaron, go. Do whatever you want.
Then no, They'll be coaching.
I can't see Mike Tomlin.
Steelers.
I can't see Mike Tomlin taking a backseat to anybody.
Nope. I can't either. That's why I'm having trouble with this. Like I mean, think about how intense Mike Tomlin is in every press conference, and then marry it with what you just heard him say on McAfee.
1 year marriage.
You want to talk about the two opposite sides of things?
That sometimes works. The type A personality and the type B personality typically end up kind of getting along with each other.
I mean, why would Aaron have anything against Mike Tomlin, and why would Mike have anything against Aaron in this situation? They need each other.
I think so too, but I also that like I could see that going south real quick.
I'll bet it doesn't go south one bit because they need each other. If it's not going well, Pittsburgh could just cut the guy.
I do not believe Arthur Smith will finish the season as the offensive coordinator of the Steelers.
His father just passed away.
I know. Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah,
that poor guy. Nothing but love to his family. But yeah, I can't see him finishing the season. I could see him being like, I can't. It's either him or it's me.
I bet it works out beautifully. And I say that only from a confrontational standpoint. I'll bet there are no confrontations between Rodgers and Tomlin, and I'll bet Arthur Smith is there all season long. I mean, you're not going to pick Aaron Rodgers over your offensive coordinator if you like your offensive coordinator. But
Aaron Rodgers is only going to be here for a year. So
right,
what if
so
you're
why,
thinking
why
that,
would you pick the why would you pick him and chase off an offensive coordinator you like? I don't see that happening.
I don't see the Steelers as being like this farewell jumping point. Maybe they want him to get Will Howard ready. Maybe that's what this is.
I can't see.
But I don't see him being a teacher. I just see him, Will Howard, sitting back going, okay, this is the way I should and shouldn't do it.
I threw out Will Howard's name only because he's on the roster again. Don't be thinking that a guy they got in the, what, sixth round? Sixth round pick, that he's their quarterback in the future.
I'm telling you, don't underestimate Will Howard.
I didn't underestimate him. I'm just saying, watch the.
Divide it.
Just saying.
Guy
was passed over five times.
Okay. All right. You can keep
saying that. Andy, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying everybody needs to be realistic about this stuff.
Well, why isn't he's in a perfect spot right now to be someone who can transition into the game without having to be forced into the game? I hope Will Howard has a career. I'm not saying he's going to be the greatest quarterback in the NFL, but I think Will Howard can play football, and I think Will Howard knows how to win big games, and I think he knows how to play in front of big crowds. I think he knows how to execute plays when he needs to. I think he knows how to learn, and I don't care what round he was drafted in. I'm tired of it.
Well, everybody else in the NFL does.
I don't care. I don't care. But you know what? Maybe the Steelers get the last laugh on this thing.
Maybe they do.
And that's happened before.
Good luck for them.
But I don't want them to. This is the problem. This is my dilemma.
Well, then make up your mind.
My dilemma, it's the Steelers. I mean, like, do I want the Steelers to win? Absolutely not. But do I like Will Howard?
Will Howard's the greatest. I hate the Steelers. Will Howard's
the greatest. I never said he was the greatest. I just think I respect him as a young quarterback in this league.
Well, he respects you.
I don't care what he thinks of me. I'm telling you what I think.
You should. He's a fine young man.
Will. You know, we work, one out of the last 5 days, and I want to punch him in the face. Is that rational? Is that rational?
I mean, we are talking about Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't feel like something that he would be a part of. I mean, that goes away from peace, love, and whatever.
It doesn't. I don't feel.
I was feeling all mellow, and then you drop a punch me in the face on me. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. Well, maybe.
It does good shy help. Away from eat, pray, love.
What? So now,
whatever that statement was.
No, a lot of love, fun, and peace.
That's it.
Pray, love. What is that?
I don't know. I couldn't remember. I knew it was three words. Eat, pray, love.
Yeah, that's eat, pray, love. It's got to be that T-shirt. You know what I'm talking about? The three-word T-shirt that's out there on everything? Okay,
again, I just want to make sure. I think it needs to be a black T-shirt with the color-changing stuff on there that comes out that says eat, pray, love. So then that way, when you leave the dark room, you can read it.
It's a great idea.
Almost like one of those hallucination T-shirts? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, you're just talking tie-dye, and we just sit there and watch it as the Grateful Dead bears walk across the...
that's what they
do. That we're talking about?
I always wondered what those bears were all about. I mean, I've played 20 freaking years, he said. It's been a long run. I've enjoyed it. What a better place. Like, I don't feel any sincerity when he said that. He goes, what a better place to finish than one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL. Do you think Aaron Rodgers really wants to be in Pittsburgh? Like, I'm dying, and I've got good friends that are Steeler fans. I have good friends that are Steeler fans.
Look,
I don't have a problem if you're from Pittsburgh originally. Can we stop? I have rules about this. If you're from Pittsburgh originally, or immediate family member is from Pittsburgh originally, and they wanted you to root for the Steelers growing up, that's fine. It's the people that went bandwagon when the Browns moved away. You're the people I have issue with. The people are like, oh, the Browns moved. Oh, I'm going to start rooting for the Steelers. Oh, my God. You make me want to put my head through the computer screen. Please. You're a traitor.
Can't have nice things.
You were a Browns fan and then decided to become a Steelers fan because the team moved, knowing that they were probably coming back anyway. Thank you. Don't appreciate you at all. I may have just lost us one or two listeners. I just want you to know that. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, we're going back through some of the big stories of the day when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, Will.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.